CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
What's happening, people? My name is Marco Julie from the West. Guys, it's a Wednesday afternoon. The sun is out and we're feeling good, right?
Surely.
Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger.
Go home, Roger.
See it's a mirror in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like a part-time. Nah.
Welcome to CliffCentral.com. You are hanging out with Mark and Julie of the West, guys. So much been going on this week, man. We're gonna get right into it today. Talking about everything. We're talking about how the world is divided into two, man. We've got the liberals who are preaching, who are speaking on social media, who see what's going on and don't disagree with the ways of the world. We're talking about the conservatives who are doing some crazy shit right now. We'll get a little bit into it with the news as well. Yo, Trump is president and he's doing the most. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. But yeah, man, what's the deal? How do we win as liberals? Because I feel like we're used to having conversation, but it doesn't end up influencing policy in a real way. When you've got leaders like Donald Trump implementing things like the Muslim ban, what are we going to do other than tweet about it? Some people think that tweeting is enough. I don't think so. We need to do something as liberals because I think we're out here losing. These guys are killing us. I thought their time was done. But I guess not, man. Anyway, it is 2:08 p.m. I hope you're having a good day.
But afterwards, it was awkward as fuck. Cause I'm nervous as fuck. You cannot get it up. I need a minute. Cold water to the face. I couldn't finish. Got the Uber from a place on my porch, smoking vapor. Hit with the Sunday paper. Listening to the neighbors.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Yo, yo, yo! That is Ria Betsy Cecilia in the building.
In case you didn't know, now you know, nigga.
And we out here, man. I was just talking about what the deal is today with the homies. You know, liberals like talking and conservatives are making policies that are killing our people, that are causing the world to get into a bit of a tussle. And you know, we talking about Donald Trump, obviously, with the Muslim ban, which is something real. I don't know. I feel like I can retract my statement, putting some trust in that guy. He has proven to be the maniac he said he was going to be. I guess this is a lesson for all of us. If somebody tells you who they are, you better listen up.
But that's why I was saying,
let's see.
No. That was my thing from the beginning. He told you what he was going to do. Don't be surprised now.
Yeah. And you see, that's the thing about democracy is that sometimes you lose. And even if you lose in such a big way that the state can turn into a fascist state. I'm really worried about the USA turning into a fascist state because all the telltale signs are there.
Man, worry about home. We've got bigger problems down here in Africa.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. We do have a lot of problems in Africa. But it always goes to show that, you know, that's the thing about the world, man. I want it to be more good than it is evil. Right now, I feel like it's more evil than it is good. And we need to figure out a way because the liberals are the ones who push the movement forward, right? The free thinkers, the open-minded people, the feminists, the people who believe in equality. We're the people who push the movement forward.
Push the boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to start doing things that implement actual policy. I mean, I know Trump is president and he's relatively conservative, he's on the Republican side, and we just don't have any influence in that real space, you know, where people are getting banned outside airports or being turned back home to go back to the states in which they're refugees. I'm talking about people who are running away from war. They have no options now. Other countries are getting involved, saying Canada, for example, is opening their arms to refugees, saying we accept everybody.
South Africa is very well known for xenophobia, so don't come here, guys. I wish we could provide a safe haven for you, but yeah, unless you know what Elbo is in Zulu, don't come, dog.
Or you can just chill with the homies in Windsor, my boy.
In Windsor, yeah. Those guys, they sell drugs even when the cops are around. That's how gangster
24/7. That is what you call service delivery.
Hey, bro, you won't even miss a beat. Cops or no cops, it's going down tonight on a Tuesday. Yeah, bro. So how you doing, dog? How you been?
Hey, man, I'm doing fucking fantastic. My little nephew's 2 months old today. Yes, oh, I almost said 2 years.
Shout out to your little nephew, 2 years old today. That's such a beautiful age, you know, when they're two. I don't even know.
And I don't know how long my sister's gonna count the months for, bro.
Yeah.
You know, women. Oh, he's 13 months.
No, he's 1 year old, not 13 Gee, months. I completely get what you're saying. Did you get him anything?
What the fuck am I supposed to get a 2-month-old baby?
I don't know. A 2-year-old, isn't he?
2 months.
Oh, 2 months. I thought he said 2 years.
I was starting with year, but you know, then you kind of remember the little niggle just popped out like yesterday.
Yeah, I understand. I don't know what you get a young kid, man. I don't know if I'm even involved in that life at all. If in terms of my future, I've been thinking a lot about that lately, actually. Firstly, that I'm lucky enough to be this age and not.
The way a cunt is a real thing, eh?
A real thing. Eh? You see people our age smiling and taking pictures on Facebook.
That's the thing.
But we know he just chanded on your shoulder, my boy.
It's the smoke and mirror effect.
They're portraying
the nice stuff of having a cunt, but you know there's mild things that come with having a cunt. That waking up at 1 a.m.
I could never do it, man. And genuinely not just now. I don't see myself doing it even at an older age, bro.
I think if I had a child right now, if my child is crying, self-soothe, my boy.
Find a way. You started the problem yourself.
Yeah, why are you crying? Why are you always crying?
No, I completely understand what you say, because for me personally, that is never. Okay, let me not say never. Never say never. You might just all of a sudden feel like being that mushy.
Yeah, and don't put
father.
It into the universe, because just now you say never and then you become that guy who shoots blanks.
No sperm count or some shit like that.
Yo, bruh.
That would be the saddest thing if I couldn't. But anyway, that's not up to me.
Adopt?
Hell nah. If I'm gonna have a kid, it must at least be like me. You know, it must be my seed. I wouldn't adopt for nobody, bruh. I don't even feel sorry for
you. But you're just talking about how Donald Trump is a bad man, and here you are saying, hell no, I'm gonna adopt.
Yeah, but I don't have to adopt to make me a good person. That's not fair enough.
I know.
I'm just saying, look, in terms of the world,
adopting is like taking refugees.
Yeah. Oh, shout out. That's good.
If you're anti-adoption...
I'm anti-refugees. I'm like Trump.
Yeah.
But this is ultimately the conversation I want to have with you today, my boy. We're talking about how the bad man tends to win in this life. The bad man always wins. Us, the softies, the liberals who feel for each other and care for each other, we don't seem to have a real voice. We don't seem to have a real impact other than on Twitter.
I still stand firm with my opinion of good guys do come out on top.
Yeah.
They are a handful.
Yeah.
Filtered through all of the shit that life serves them, but they still come out on top.
Yeah, in a personal capacity, I completely agree. Your soul, your intentions, your actions have to come from a good place.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about in terms of the people who we see dominating, doing well, becoming billionaires. Those are the people who we tend to say are assholes. And we're just going to try break through that phenomenon as we go into the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are hanging out with the worst guys. It is 2:15. Hope you're having a wonderful day, yo.
Wake up.
These girls don't faze me. They try to warn.
Yeah, that is laudable with espionage music from It Won't Be Us, man.
Good God. You know that guy released some music today.
Oh,
bruh,
really?
Today.
I'm so excited to get involved on the SoundCloud vibes.
You know.
Yeah.
We about this free world, you know, free. What is it? Free world 313.
Yeah. So you're back with the worst guys. My name is Mark Lili. As usual, I'm hanging out with the main boy, Riabet Wesesele. And we're here talking about the world that we live in and how it is that we've come to this place where conservatives are making decisions whilst the liberals are the ones who are trying to push the world forward? How are we not the ones with the power? What happened to
How, Sway?
How, Sway? We don't know the answers, but that's why we're here to have the conversation, to figure it out. Somebody has replied to our tweet speaking about how liberals dominate conversation while the conservatives dominate policy. His name is Durgedy. He reckons that it's rather that than the other way around. So I presume you're a conservative, Durgedy. And Dugardy, actually, it looks like. Well, for me, as a liberal, I'd rather have it the other way. So I guess we're just on opposite sides of the coin. But please do tell me why you think conservatives should control policy. Is the world going to get out of control? Oh, too many gays, too many lesbians. What are we going to do?
Bops each other.
Hey, no stress, brother. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion.
See, that's why I feel like, dude, if I could just come up like with enough dosh to buy a last island, then I invite everybody over. Here's citizenship for you.
Yeah.
And here's, I'd be Oprah on my island. I give citizenship to the real niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Kanye West can have citizenship.
We kind of had this conversation a little bit earlier last year, speaking about, you know, if you were to start your own planet,
country.
Yeah,
you know,
or your own
saying?
Country, who would you allow in? What would happen? And it's a good idea. All ideas start off with good intentions for the most part. But then something tends to come, evil comes through. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing.
Where does all of this, you know, there's, you can't even question, like start to begin to find out exactly where all of this evil stems from, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Anyway, let's go into a few of the stories that are making headlines this week. There's been so much that's going on and we gotta talk about it, yo. We gotta talk about it.
We're in trouble again. One more penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Fallon, extra, extra, read all about it, life story of Playboy.
All right. So, personally, I feel like things that are happening that I never expected to happen in 2017. We've spoken a little about Trump and we'll get more into that, but it's everywhere. There has been a bill passed in Russia decriminalizing domestic violence. And this bill was passed 380-3. So that's a bit dangerous if you ask me.
Yes, so step up in Russia like, hey, bitch, catch me outside. How about that?
You want to take this
How
outside?
How about that?
You want to take this outside? That's what you can say now in Russia. But hey, I ain't Putin. I don't understand how he's winning.
I think Putin must have like gotten bat from a flange. And he's like, I'm going to teach this girl.
One day, when I'm the president, you're going to see. You're going to see. He probably knew that the guy who stole her from him is an abuser. He's like, yeah, I know this guy. We won't even jail him. We'll That's let him slide. Just
what is the world coming to, actually?
That's exactly the question. Because we're moving on now to the Muslim ban, which is obviously, you should have heard of it by now. Yeah, Trump has put in an order which bans Muslims from 7 states to come into America. He's not accepting refugees. And yeah, this is problematic. This is fascism, essentially. He's basing this policy entirely on one particular race, let me say, or religious people.
Amen. And the sad thing is, a lot of people are going to be like, at least it ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I can't imagine being a Muslim in America right now. Everybody must be looking at you, even if you don't have the turban and all the gear.
And what do? Do you swing when they ask you, are you Muslim? No.
Do you love your country?
Yeah, I love America. God bless America.
Yeah, you come with an accent there. I completely disagree with this, obviously, and there's been a lot of turmoil, specifically on social media, with Trump.
What's his reasoning?
Well, it's not, I don't know.
Does he even fucking need a reason?
Well, he wants to build a wall. He's tired of, apparently, immigrants come in and take jobs and they don't want any... I think he's just a racist, dude. That's the God honest truth. I don't think he has any real reason. I think he has the support of a lot of other racists behind him. The KKK and the likes are like, go Trump, build that wall, ban them Muslims. We all about it. We all about it. And
imagine Kanye West was the one who's like, hey, man, you got to take out them Muslims, man.
Well, I'd be sad about that. What if you take out them Muslims and murk them?
You never know. You know what I'm saying? I'd be so, I was like, ha, Kanye, Kanye.
Yeah. No, I completely get it. All right. But yeah, that's my opinion that what Trump is doing is evil and we need to do something about it. I don't know what, let me be honest with you, but you know that old saying about how evil wins when good people do nothing. What can we do?
And like the, Americans are also, everybody trying to fucking protest and sign petitions against him and whatnot. So I'm like, do you think that's actually going to cause an effect?
He's your president now.
Is it going to actually have an effect and create some change, bring about some change? Do you
see the problem now is that if the protests are passive, it's going to lead to a point where he'll continue to do what he's doing because there's no real effect on his daily life. And then if the protests become violent, that's when we lead to an apocalypse. That's when wars begin, and that's when we start to lose lives.
I have a strong feeling that the US Marines and like the military won't necessarily want to stand by him.
Yeah, I don't think they have a choice though. That's why he's the president. He's the guy who, if he's the guy with the top order, you know, militaries are based on hierarchy. The person at the top makes the decisions.
Anarchy,
so,
boy.
This is the question we need to think about now when we've been to this place where we're in 2017 and we all understand what is good nature and what is bad nature, where you can't use the excuse, I only committed these acts of violence to Muslims, for example, because I got orders to. As a human being, you now have a conscience, you're now aware. Do you blindly follow the orders of Mr. POTUS, or do you stand by your own beliefs and maybe leave the military because you'll be instructed or you have been instructed to do things that are against your own conscience? We have to decide now, even if you are part of the system, which way you're allowing it to take you.
You must be lit right now at the American airports. Like, imagine having to tell somebody, go home!
Someone put them on a plane. Travel business class, go. We don't care. Anywhere but here.
As you're flying in back to your country, you can see them already shooting from the sky. Dude, this is too rough. Trump is a bad man.
He's a bad man. Yeah, the bad men are winning out here. All right. Moving over to a little bit more local news. Gerry Nel is moving over to private prosecutions with AfriForum with his homie Paul O'Sullivan. So he's tired, man. He's tired of trying to put people in jail because he's never getting that real guaps. When you're a defense attorney, that's when you kill. That's when you get the money. That's when you put it. I put it to you, like Barry Roo. That's when you can do it in style, my boy.
Yeah, I mean, like, what was I gonna say now? It goes sort of hand in hand with what we're talking about, like Trump and then Putin.
Yeah,
you know, the bad men are winning. He saw the gap.
He's like, I'm gonna be the never leave me out.
I think all that's happening with Trump and Putin, Zuma's getting more juice. He's like, so much distractions out here. That's why I say he'll make it to 2019.
Yeah, there are a lot of distractions, and Zuma lives off distractions. We haven't spoken about it in ages, but
of distractions.
Yeah. And it kind of puts things into perspective because at least Zuma is not a fascist, man. That's something real to behold. Freedom is amazing. I haven't lived in a world where I haven't been able to move around, but from what I hear, it wasn't nice. From what I hear from the fams and the people that I know, it wasn't cool. So I'm glad to be part of the free world, and I'm glad my president isn't threatening that from me. So yeah, we all have our problems, and some are greater than others.
It just seems like we're paying to be free now, you know?
Yeah,
South Africa. And I'd rather pay as it stands right now with the way the world looks like. Hey,
I take my money, dog. Shut up and take my money. It's cool. All right. And also, this recently came in. 94 mentally ill patients have died, and the Gauteng MEC, Gwetani Mahlangu, has resigned for this. They were supposed to be transferred to an NGO that was not ready. And yeah, man, 94 mentally ill patients have gone, and now they have there's been a resignation. This homie is now, she is trending on Twitter as well. People are upset. But I must admit, taking a responsibility and accountability for your actions is very important. And the Gauteng Health MEC has seemed to do so because you can't always blame it on juniors, even if it was not necessarily or directly your fault. When you're in charge and responsible, you have to take accountability for what has happened. yeah, that is a story that is continuing. Still finding out more about it. And then lastly, Patricia DeLille has resigned from the DA. She is decided to focus on her mayoral duties in Cape Town rather than being part of the DA. Any opinions on that, really?
I don't give a shit.
But I don't give a shit. I cool. I feel you. Yeah, man. So we're going to talk a little bit about this battle that we find ourselves in and who's winning and where is it leading to. Something that I was listening to, it was Malibu, Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
Just that that line at the end of one of the songs is like, where is evolution going? Has it come to an end or is it just beginning? This is a question that I put to everybody. If you want to holler at us, please do speak to us on Twitter at @_worstguys or cliffcentral.com at cliffcentral.com. And you can also hit us up on WhatsApp at 079-849-2090. That's 079-849-2090. So, what do you think about that?
Is evolution coming to
an end, or is it just beginning? Because we could go two ways. I feel like we've come to such a point where everything is set up, essentially. The capitalism, the industries, the agriculture, the fast food restaurants. Dude, the fact that healthier food is more expensive than cheap food, I mean, than trash food, still blows my mind. I don't think it's
coming to an end, bro.
You think the evolution is just starting then?
No, I mean, like, evolution, in my opinion, is something that just doesn't stop. It's constant change, bro. Things evolve over time.
Yeah, but I'm talking about it. We genuinely could get into another war if things continue to boil up and continue to clash. If we continue to clash, that could be the end that I'm talking about, where
I don't think
human
we'll
beings might exist, might not exist, but the earth will remain.
Yeah.
So we'll fuck ourselves over, whether it's from the climate change has gone too far.
Before the climate change, for me, it's artificial intelligence. Technology is speeding up way too fast. Yes, for our convenience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But how much is our convenience going to deter, you know,
our humanity?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And take away from who we are as people. Like, just day-to-day things. It's going to get to a point where you could press a button and the chair that you're literally sitting in becomes a fucking toilet. You shit right there on the spot.
You don't have to move.
You piss right there on the spot and you continue your chats, bro. I mean, just for convenience.
Yeah. I definitely believe that technology could take us to a better place.
Yeah.
It definitely could. But it could also leave us wondering and wanting, because a lot of people are so used to the system that is currently in place. A lot of the jobs that exist now, if the evolution is moving forward, will no longer exist. And that's what we need to think about, where the liberals are taking the world, where the scientists are taking the world. But at the same time, there's still a hold on the world that the conservatives have. There are a lot more conservatives than we liberals tend to believe. People still fighting gays in 2017. I don't know if you heard the story about Somizi and him storming out the church.
Oh, yeah.
That made waves.
I saw that Instagram story as he posted it.
Yeah. This is still happening in 2017. And this is a place where people are supposed to feel safe, comfort. But the church has always been problematic. But the church still dominates. We still idolize the Pope. We still follow what these people are saying to us. And it ties in with what we had discussed last week in terms of who are our leaders. Who should we be listening to? Does it still have to be these suit and tie religious hats that are holding us back? I truly believe holding us back. And where do we want to be?
Where do you want to be?
I want to be in a place where living isn't so hard.
Just what's making it hard right now?
I think
and don't look at the bigger picture. Look right where we are right now. Analyze your life and your surroundings from day to day.
In terms of that, making it hard is doing things that you don't necessarily want to do in order to live. You have to buy food, you have to eat, you have to make money, essentially. And a lot of people are driven to make money as opposed to being who you are. There's a prophecy which states that, you know, you are a god as you are.
Yeah.
You're a god. And stop. You don't have to look for anything because you're already here. You have won the prize. Being here, you have won the prize. So ideally, we'd be on Earth. We'd pick fruits from trees. We'd live naturally as human beings, as animals in the kingdom that is the Earth or the universe. Whereas now, teaching and Christianity and religion has pour us to a place where we have to be molded into a particular character in order to be considered good and valuable to society. So we end up being things that we are not in order to add that faux value to society. So,
but it's also dependent on what you view value to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like some people might view paying taxes and doing that shit is extremely valuable.
Yeah, and in the meanwhile, that guy schnoffing coke left, right, and center, but now he claims that he's a valuable chap to the earth. No.
Yeah, yeah,
chill
yeah.
Chill out.
Just chill out, yeah. I think your value stems from what your intentions are.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We lose a lot of our intentions in the pursuit of money or in the pursuit of survival. It's way too hard to survive as a human being. It's way too difficult.
Yeah, but yeah, you lose your value in the pursuit. Like, you may have good intent, but do the wrong things.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be true. But the goodness is always in the intention.
It's like how sometimes you want to shield somebody from the truth because it'll hurt them too much.
Yeah.
You have good intentions, but you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I completely understand that. I completely understand that. Yeah, but anyway, if you guys are enjoying this chat, please holler at us on the Twitter streets. Talk to us about what's going on in your life and whether you feel the same as us. Who's winning this war, man? Who's winning this war? Is it a war or is it all in our head, man? I think it's all in our head, to be honest. But here we go. We'll be back. Yeah, that special affair by the internet. Just wrapping up the conversation that we were having about the battle between liberals and conservatives. I think in terms of the evolution going forward, because I do believe that it is going forward as opposed to ending, the place that I want us to be is more towards nature than towards man. I feel like we've put an emphasis on man and we haven't put an emphasis on life and nature and living. And this is where I believe women come into play, because a society can only be judged by where its women are. And I genuinely believe that women have a better temperament to rule the world, because men are violent, men are stupid a lot of the times. Women are definitely the fairer sex. So I definitely do believe that we need to take a more feministic approach to the way we live our lives and the way we take care of the world. I don't know.
Would you vote for a female president?
I would if I liked the female president. That's it. It's all about the qualities. I definitely would.
You're the one who told me you were watching, was it an interview or you listened to an interview with Helen Zille?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was with Gail Cliff, and she's on it, man. She's on her toes. But you see, she's been vilified by ideas of race and what whiteness represents and the DA has represented in the past. And that's also a difficult one to tackle, you know, what you are versus what people want you to be. That's something that we can actually talk about maybe in the next coming episode, what you are versus what people want you to be. Because once you're seen as something, it's hard to come back.
Yeah,
and I think that's partly why she had to step down as the DA leader, is because people are not going to change their minds. But I'm here to transcend those ideas of race, those boundaries. I ain't what you tell me, you know. I am what I am, and then you decide what you think of that.
It's that whole Eminem thing of I am
whatever you say I am,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can tell me what you think I am, but my person will not change. Unfortunately, the impact it has on society might change, but me, myself, and I, we're good. Me and God, we're good. Yeah, but anyway, we've had such a great conversation in here talking about our future and where we're going. Where's evolution taking us? It's not the end. It's just the beginning. And I see a much, much brighter future for us all, man.
What's the future holding for you? Where are you going to be? Where can people catch you?
All right. So I'm doing some Parker's gig on Friday. I'll be at Parker's. You can catch me at Kitchens next week, Tuesday as well. And then also, I don't wanna jump the gun. You know what? Let me let people relax. It's still a while to come, but I do have a gig at the Barnyard Theatre as well. Charles Ash and Friends. That's on the 3rd of March. That's with Paul Pops, Richelieu Benoit, Prince, and myself on the lineup. It's gonna be hoot. It's gonna be hoot. Come out and get them jokes. But yeah, there's so much more to come. Yeah, I hope you guys are with us on this trip because it's about to get wild. But anyway, it's been so dope hanging out with y'all. My name is Mark and Julie, hanging out with Riabiso Sicily. We are the Worst Guys, and we're gonna go out with the Worst Guys cipher as usual. My soul, I'm getting too old. I'm getting too old. I'm getting too cold. Feel like the world is getting too cold. It's getting too cold. Save my soul. 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 I'm walking on this tight line. I just wanna spend every day at my couch drinking wine, living a sublime life while other people live in strife. I don't wanna be that dude who you think is gonna give you life. I wanna be my own G, not stressing about money. I wanna be rolling with the flyest honeys, but I don't wanna be the guy that you want me to be. My soul is gold and I want you to save it, yo. Cause sometimes I go to hell and back, trying to get in touch with my better half. And then I'ma get on stage and make you laugh. Cause this is just a tragedy, but what I do is change it so that you can see it as something else. That's what I wanna be, the vision and the truth. And you know what we do, we come here every Wednesday and we never hide the proof. Cause all we are is legends, we take it to the roof. Koi's always on top and we'll never stop. Watch it drop,
watch my it soul. Drop, watch it drop like a raindrop from the skies, like the G.O.D. crowd crying on the earth. Cause everybody seems to hurt the M.U.L. Slims, slim. Hey, why won't you let them in? Why won't you let them in? Oh, please, Lord, let them in. All they trying to do is get some freedom, freedom. Producer trying to tell me wrap it up. I'm just trying to wrap it up. I mean, literally, I'm trying to wrap it up on the freestyle of the Worst Guys. Everybody knows.
Hey. Oh,
that kind of cut me off, you know.
I thought it was just over there.
I thought, but if I did some shit, I was like, really?
Yeah, get out,
really?
Get out.
Anyway. That's some mooty right there, you know what I'm saying?
You've been hanging with the Worst Guys. It's been a pleasure and a treat. We'll catch you next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, yo. Have a good one.
Hey. Cliffcentral.com.